Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Sanctuary. I'm your host, Minister Tracy McKelvin, and I'm here to share with you what God's plan is for you. It's not my plan, it's His plan, according to the Word of God. And before we enter in this morning, I just want to thank everybody for listening in, calling in on the show to partake of what God has been doing with us. And we are so proud of what God is doing with us. We thank God for His strength in us. We thank God for the fortitude in us. And we also thank Him for allowing us to have the medium of radio to be able to talk to you on Sunday morning, to encourage you before you even go into your corporate worship, to intrigue your mind of the different things that God is saying to us on a daily basis. If we just take a moment to listen, it's not always we will get things from reading, but sometimes we have to hear a voice. Even He says that He wished that we would listen to His voice and not the voice of a stranger. So He's using the Holy Spirit to guide us today unto all truth and to all righteousness. But let's enter into a word of prayer. Father, we thank You this morning. We glorify in Your word. We glorify with Your spirit. And we decree and declare right now that Your spirit is overtaking us right now, feeding us on the manna from heaven. Father, we thank You that Your word is alive and active in us. And we thank You, Father, for the way that we receive it, whether it be from You or whether it be from a vessel that You have ordained. So, Father, we thank You as this word goes forth. We ask You that it not fall on hard hearts or deaf ears, but, Father, that it quickens our spirit and causes us to walk into what You have for us and to be established in Your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So this morning what we're going to talk about is the actual plan of God for us and where our true wealth comes from. And if you believe it or not, our true wealth comes from volunteering. I know y'all laughing at me this morning, like, how in the world am I going to write a plan for God and I'm going to act on the plan of God, but I'm going to end up just volunteering? Well, I'm going to show you. Let's go to Luke 2 and 49. Okay? 2 and 49, it says, and I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible, it says, "Why were you searching for me?" He asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what He was saying to them. That's the 50th verse. Now, I'm going to read it from the King James Version because it will sound familiar to you, but that version was good for me to expound on this morning. Okay, 2 and 49 and 50 in the King James Version of the Bible, Luke 2, 49 and 50. And it said, "And He said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Okay. So I know y'all got it. Now, what was He talking about? And the 50th verse goes on to say, "And they understood not the saying which He spake unto them." Now, that was Jesus talking, and He was talking to His disciples, and they did not understand. Matter of fact, they did not even understand until it was almost time for Him to go to the cross. Because of the manner of thinking that they're used to was hustling. They was hustling. You got the tax collectors, you got the fishermen, you got the doctor, you know, you got all these people that are hustling in their profession, but they forget the business of God. And that's what we have done. But we expect God to breathe on our secular plan, but we won't even work His eternal plan. I'm going to say that again. We expect God to build us up, to strengthen, to finance, to breathe on our secular plan on what we want to do in the world, but we will not even work His eternal plan, which is the Word. So let's go to the Word first, and then we'll bring it back around to our secular plan on how our secular plan will end up working. I said a few minutes ago about volunteering. And that's what I was talking about when it comes to working God's eternal plan. We got to be volunteer soldiers. We got to go in just for the purpose of accomplishing the plan, not for what God is going to do for us. That's the first thing we always looking for. Well, why should I even be a part of God's army? Why should I even be a part of linking up with God? Because I'm not going to get paid in that. Ministry don't pay nothing. Ministry is a bunch of heartache and a bunch of hard-headed people. I'm not going to get paid for that. Oh, really? Last I read, God said that what you do for him openly, I mean, in secret, he will reward you openly. That sounds like a payment to me. Also, he says that he will give you eternal life. That sounds like a payment to me. But we are always looking for something tangible out of a plan. But it will be tangible. Once our spirits commune with him, once our spirits go home to him, that's tangible. But we have to work while it's still day. And that doesn't mean actually while the sun is out. It means work while we are still here in this present day and time. Okay, so the first thing we have to do when it comes to God's plan, we got to know our purpose. We got to know our purpose. And our purpose should be just like what Jesus Christ said, you know, say, why are y'all looking for me? You know, I got to be by my Father's business. I got to do this stuff while it's still day. I got to do this before I go to the cross. And his plan was, he understood what his purpose was while he was here on earth. His purpose was to bind up the brokenhearted and to redeem mankind back to the Father. So that should be our same purpose as well. We have to bind up the brokenhearted, and we have to redeem mankind back to the Father. Because in the Word of God, it says that we are ministers of reconciliation. And that means we got to bring back to God what belongs to him already. So even in the Word, it also tells you that God is looking for fruit in us. Fruit is our product. You know, how can I be a salesman and don't have a product to sell? You are ordained for this. You are called to this. If you are ministers of reconciliation, you got to have a product. And your product back to God is, and you're selling it to him, if you think about it, because he said he'll pay. He said that he will pay. He's going to pay you with eternal life. He's going to reward you openly for what you brought to him in secret. How are you bringing it to him in secret? Through your prayer. You are praying for those who are lost, who are brokenhearted, who are downtrodden, who are confused. You are praying for them. You are interceding for them. And you are bringing them back to God. You are sending them back to God. You are doing this in your secret time, in your closet space. And then you are bringing them back to God. So he's going to reward you openly. How is he going to reward you openly? Favor. When you walk in places that you know you're going to need things for your secular plan, you're going to walk in with favor. I'm not selling you something. I'm not pimping you. I'm not prostituting you this morning. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. I am not giving you some hocus pocus for you to think that, oh, if I do this, then the magic of God is going to do this. This not magic. It's the law of reciprocity. It's sowing and reaping. He said, that you sow, you shall also reap. So if you are binding up the brokenhearted and redeeming mankind back to God, then God will reward you with favor. So in other words, what you're looking for your business is people. Am I wrong? I should hope not, because people is what fuels your product. They are whatever you're selling, whatever you're offering in your business, that is your product. And you're going to need people to use your product. That is what you need. So God is going to give you favor with people. He said in his word that he will cause your gifts to be brought before great men. So that means that your volunteering in the eternal will cause your work in the secular to be prosperous and productive through the favor of God. I think I can say that again. Your volunteering in the eternal of your product and services will be rewarded and paid for through the favor of God with man. That's what's going to happen. So let's move forward. All right. So you got to know your purpose. But even in knowing your purpose and in knowing your plan, you have got to do some things. One of the things is you got to give your time, your talent, and resources. God, Jesus yielded his to one mission, and that was to be about his Father's business. So Jesus took the time out to train. That's what we got to do. We have to train. We have to train and be trained on how to be laborers in the vineyard. Jesus trained the disciples on how to do exactly what he was doing. He told them that they had to leave what was secular for a minute and to follow him. You got to be fishermen of men. And that's what he told them. And as they went about that way that Jesus was instructing, they were being trained. So training in operating in the plan of God is a must. You have to train. The second thing that you have to do, you got to be a product of what you're selling. You got to be a model. You got to be the guinea pig first. And you know what? Most of us even mess up with that in the natural realm in operating the plan. We will not test our own product. We will not be the guinea pig for our own product. We always want to try it out on somebody else. Same way it happens in the church. We don't want to be an example of the product, but we want to teach everybody. We want to train everybody. We want to tell them what thus says the Lord when we're not even listening to him ourselves. Sorry, I had to step there. But that is the truth. We have to be a model of the gospel to a hurting world. We got to be the model of the good news. God has to do something first with you before you can give God to someone else. How are you going to be a tree that bears fruit if you don't fertilize yourself and prune yourself, have yourself pruned first? You got to be a product of it. You can't jump into this with both feet and not understand that those two feet can't just stand there. They got to walk. And you got to walk in the way that God has ordained for your life. Did I not say there were going to be hiccups and there were going to be some obstacles in your way? They're going to be. But you got to be the first product of Revelation 11 and 12, that you got to be the first one to overcome by the blood of the lambs and the word of your testimony. So when you do that, you have been trained. All right? You have been made a model. So now you have got to extend. That's the next step. You have to extend his influence. You have to extend God's influence onto this hurting world. They have to see you, and they have to see that you are the model of the good news of redemption in order for them to look upon you and want to even partake of what you have. You have to be in self-denial. You have to deny yourself. Don't worry about what's going on with you at this point. What you have to do is just operate as God has told you to operate, showed you to operate, trained you to operate. And you know what? It's hard being in self-denial, because self-denial always seems foolish to the world. Like, what is he doing to himself? Why he got to walk around like that? Why is he always doing something for everybody else and he's not doing anything for himself or herself? Why is that? Because we are doing this in secret. Remember, we're standing in the secret place of the Most High. So we're doing this in secret to be rewarded openly, because it's going to happen. And I'm going to get to that part. Just hang with me. So let's go back a little bit. Train, model, now you're extending. You're extending the influence of God's word upon these people. You are volunteering yourself, your time, your prayers, your heart in this to receive from God what you need for your spirit as well as to produce in your secular business. So We went through the training, we went through the model, we went through extended, but you got to slow it down. Don't rush with this. You got to get the whole conclusion of the matter. You got to be able to discern while you're trained, and you got to be able to work hard in this. You're working in the vineyard. God's influence is like any good businessman, and God wants to franchise his perfect will globally. So when he wants you to be known worldwide with his message. How so? When you're praying, you're being known worldwide. God hears you. He dispatches your prayers, and he's going to answer whatever your prayers are going after. He said his word will not return to him void. So as his word is being dispatched through your prayers, it is global. You come in as his representative. You got a quality of life that is the kingdom. That's what the kingdom of God is offering right now. And people are looking at your spirit, and they want what you have. I said on yesterday, you don't have haters. You have brothers and sisters who have aught with you. And so with them having aught with you, they ought to find Christ in you in order to partake of what God is doing in you. So with that, that's the plan of God. That is the plan. You got to draw them. And while you're drawing them through your prayers, you are producing fruit that's going to remain. That is the product that he is looking for. He is wanting fruit that remains. That's where your wealth is going to come in. That is where the favor of God is going to pour out on your life, that you bring in fruit in the kingdom, and you're going to bring in fruit in your secular business. Trust me in this. You're going to do it when you recognize that you are in business for God. You are in business for God, and then you're in business for yourself. Your true wealth is the result of entering into God's labor force. You got to enter into working for God, and you're already equipped because you're trained for it. So you're equipped and you're empowered to produce long-term fruit, fruit that remains. That's what I'm talking about volunteering, my friend. You're going to volunteer your time, your talent, your resources, your prayers, your heart in the labor force of God, and your pay is going to be, now, I say, yeah, pay. Your pay is going to be the long-term fruit for God and the favor of God on your secular business. You'll be the first volunteers that get paid. First volunteers to get paid. Now, isn't that something? I've never heard of volunteers to get paid. I know in the second world you're not. When you volunteer, you're going to get a pat on the back and a certificate at the banquet. But when you volunteer in God's force, you're going to, a labor force, you are going to walk away with real payment, fruit that remains, and fruit that comes from your secular business. So I encourage you this morning to go back to the drawing board. First of all, sit down with to write out your business plan for God. Your business plan for God is that you got to sit there and say, okay, why am I doing this? That's the first thing. That's the purpose. You got to know the purpose of why you're in business for God. Why are you doing this? To please God and to bring him fruit that will remain. That's your purpose. Then the next thing is you got to take an overview. I'm giving you how a business plan is actually written. You have to have an overview. Your overview is, well, I got to give a description of how, of what I will offer to God, who will receive it, and how will I be affected. You know, you got to look at yourself and say, what can I do? You got to, you know, talk about the training. You got to represent the model. You got to extend his influence. And you can't rush these things. So look at the overview of your life and say, what will I offer to God for my life? Time, talent, and resources. Who will receive it? A dying world. A world that needs to be reconciled back to Jesus Christ. And then how will I be affected? Through prayer through worship, through praise. That's how you will be affected. And letting your life be an example of the good news of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's the first part of the plan. The next part of the plan is the financials. Okay, this is in a regular business plan. We're going to write it just like we're going to write God's plan just like we write a regular business plan. Okay, in God's business plan, how does financials play a part? Okay, what will you charge for what you do? Love. I'll charge you love in this. Well, how will you get paid? I'm going to get paid in love in this. Those are the financials. So in your regular business plan, you're going to ask, what would I charge and how would I get paid? So that's how it goes. What will you charge and how will you get paid? And then the last one is, how else will I make money from this project? You want to put that in your plan. How would I make money from this project? Okay, let's flip that to God's plan. How else can I redeem wealth from this plan? By being a laborer in God's workforce. You got to work the kingdom plan yourself. That's how else you will profit off of it. Because what you want to get paid with is favor. Okay? All right, let's move on. Volunteering in God's plan and God's workforce is going to produce you long-term fruit. Okay? Volunteering in your workforce, developing yourself to be a successful business person will also produce you long-term fruit. But your fruit will be finances, will be money, will be the wealth that you are looking for because God has breathed on your plan because you worked his eternal plan. Say it again. God has breathed on your secular plan that you designed because you worked his eternal plan. So we have to discern our job description. We have to undergo training, and then we got to work hard. And that is the parable of the sower to begin with. You know, you sow, you will reap. And I've been with you this morning in a way that I have had to, you know, sit down and think for myself, how am I going to be effective in this? When I received this this morning, and I hope I didn't sound like I was stumbling over this to you, but I'm so excited. I mean, I sat down this morning and received that myself because I have been scurrying myself trying to say, okay, God, how is my business going to really produce what it needs to produce to take care of my family? And I have had several businesses. All of them have not been prosperous either because what I didn't do was I did not sit down and get the whole conclusion of the matter. I rushed through a lot of things. I would hear the plan and I'd take off. Don't have no money, don't have no clue of what I'm doing, but just would take off. I say, well, the part I do understand, I work that over here and hoping the rest of it to catch up, and then my business will fail. But when I began to work God's eternal plan by volunteering my time, my talent, and my resources to the kingdom of God, that's when I begin to see God breathe on my secular business and give me favor with man. Most people I wouldn't even approach. I had people actually walking up to me saying, can I have your services? And how much do you charge? And when I told them, they didn't change words. So I'm telling you that this morning to hopefully excite you and get you to a place believing that you don't give up in this. Don't stop what you're doing. Keep at it. Do business God's way strategically first, and then he will breathe on that dream, that desire that you have to do in the secular world. But if you're going to draw people to Christ first, and that will be a lasting reputation that you will have in the world. They're going to see that first because, believe me, when you walk up to people and you have been doing what God told you to do, they're going to see that first. Even a non-believer will see that first. They'll quickly be able to say something about you that I just want to just stay right here and listen to what you say. I just want to be a part of what you're doing. And the more you do that, the more fruit will come in, and they're going to stay right there. And you'll be able to feed them everything that God has, just as well as show them what you have, and they will partake of it. I am telling you, God's plan never fails. So everybody that's been listening this morning, it's been good being with you. I want to tell you some announcements. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard, my business, which is a consulting business, is called Reproving. It's on the Reproving Word Network, but the name of my business is Status Quo Consulting. I have been a grant writer for over 20 years, and I have been consulting businesses, putting businesses together for a matter of years as well. But I have begun now to teach those principles of what makes your business successful. And I have a show that comes on, and it's a television show, but it's an internet television show. And if you would link up with me on my Facebook page, which is Tracy Cooper McKelvin, or you can even go to my page, Status Quo Consulting, and you will see the link to click on at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are talking about building your business from the ground up. So if you want to listen in on that or watch in on that, 7 p.m. Central Time, right online. Next, we also have a business that is jumping right now. Prophet Paul Brantley, who comes on the network with me and teach with me, has started and launched his business called Rent-A-Chef. And you will be able to find him online as well, rentachef.com. Look up his page. Look up Prophet Paul Brantley. You can also look him up, Let's Talk About Food, on Facebook, as well as Paul Brantley on Facebook as well. Look him up, and you will see the awesomeness that he is offering in the kingdom, as well as the awesomeness he's offered through food. He is an outstanding chef, and he's has a business called Rent-A-Chef that goes out. You call him, you set up your event, and he's there. So I'm just, you know, I am so glad to tell about the kingdom success and the secular success of people. So if you have something that you're doing and you need help with it and you're wanting to know how to further it along, contact us. We're willing to share with you. You can also reach us by phone. The number is 256-479-7100. 256-479-7100. Call us. We'll be willing to talk with you, share with you, love on you, show you the kingdom, and reconcile you back to God. If you have got on track a little bit, we'll show you how to get back on track and how to get your business on track. We love you. We wish you the strength of the Lord in everything that you put your hands to, he may establish you to do it. So, I tell you, it is an awesome time to be a part of the kingdom of God and do business God's way, strategically. Love you on today. I hope you have a wonderful worship time at your corporate worship. And next Sunday, we'll be back here again. This time, Prophet Paul will be with me next Sunday at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Love you on today. Enjoy your service and be blessed in the endeavors of God.